Okay, looks like we are live now. Gonna wait on and see who pops up and who don't and all that good stuff. Let's see. Got two people watching so far. Cindy, what's happening? I know you and Tim are watching. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. There's old cousin Mark. What's happening? So when we get about 10, 12 people, we'll go ahead and start tonight's Walt Payton Pelton. Holla. Bless you, sir. Just got on. Ooh, yeah, that's a Sasquatch yell. So I'm so glad everybody could tune in tonight. Brother Sean, what's happening, you and Amy? Missed you at the Zoom meeting. I didn't know there was a Zoom meeting. I'm sorry, Brother Walt. Send me an invite if you don't mind next time, or send me a reminder, please. I do apologize, and I'll try not to conflict with your Zoom meetings. I think those are the membership ones. So I do apologize. Okay. So just able to sign on. Yeah, me too. I had a few problems. That's why we're a couple minutes late. So what I want to do is, hey, Carolyn, thanks for tuning in. Hey, Dave. Hey, brother. So the purpose of these little short ones here, 20 minutes, 30 minutes or whatever, is to kind of take your mind off of all the stuff going on today in the world. Maybe you had a bad day at work. Maybe, there's too much negativity on the news or Facebook or whatever. Or you're just having a bad day, any day above ground is a good day. I got some bad news today from a friend of mine. Told me he had stage 4 cancer, so this is helping me kind of forget that some, and hopefully he'll log on. Brother Mike, me and him has been buddies since we were in first grade together. So we'll get started here in just a second. Let me get some shots out. Some shots out. Is that right? Shot out? Shots out? Man, I'm sorry, y'all. I got to tell y'all something before we start tonight. So I come in and I'm trying to get ready because I can't find the stuff I want to talk about tonight or whatever. And I look over and Moody don't look the same. Her eyebrows are darker than normal. So I don't know if y'all remember, but way back in the 70s and 80s, there was this book you could get. Back then, they didn't have the stuff you get now and click on the guide and see what's coming on TV or what times. It was a little magazine. It wasn't the TV guide. It was called the TV Tempo. They used to have little contests in it. When we were kids, we loved it. It was called the TV Tempo Termite. And if you found the termite, then you took it to the store where he was hidden. It was a little termite looking dude, and you got a free t-shirt. And I remember one time me and my sister loved that. We God, it was so much fun. And I anyway, so I came in and that's who Moody looked like. She looked like the TV Tempo termite with them old dark eyebrows. So let's give some shots out. I don't know why I keep saying shots out. Some shout
Shout
outs.
out.
Shout out. Let's see. Karen. Hey, Karen, I hope you're still on there. Appreciate it. Amy Cochran just did her Sasquatch yell. Shannon Bell, hope you and Jimmy are doing great, great, great. Prayers from my friend. Thank y'all so much, Brother Craig Scott. Thank y'all. Okay, so let's get started tonight. But before we do, Moody, let's give him a Sasquatch yell. She's been practicing. She's been watching the YouTube. I remember last night. Remember last night when I said, "Man, I got something I wanted to talk to y'all about or remind y'all." So, if you have the Travel Channel, on the Travel Channel, June the 11th, y'all know I talk about this a lot. So on June the 11th, Zach Baggins with Ghost Adventures, sorry, is doing quarantine episodes. I think it's a four-part series, and it's based on his museum in Vegas. He's just now giving tours again, but he's doing it limited time. So if we ever go to Vegas, y'all, we got to go to this museum. But long story short is on June the 11th, his first episode is going to be about the famous Dybbuk box, not the Dybbuk box that disappeared at our haunted house. But the original Divic box that started a lot of this and whatnot, he obtained it from the people that got all the trouble and stuff. For those of y'all that are late to this, the Divic box, of course, is like a Jewish box used to house demonic spirits or evil spirits or evil in general. And if you open it, then you release that stuff sometimes, and supposedly only a rabbi can fix it and lock them back up or whatever. But the box itself, you know, can be opened, but the spirit is attached to it. And the guy that bought it, apparently he bought it at a yard sale. And the lady was getting rid of it because her mother died. And he was looking for a present for his mother. Well, it just so happens that the original owner was a Holocaust survivor, I believe, and then came to America with it and had it locked up and never used it. So the guy bought it at the yard sale, took it home. He owned like an antique store and was going to give it to his mother for some sort of birthday present or something. Anyways, all kind of stuff was going on at his shop, was kind of freaking him out. He had a couple of employees quit, but his mom came in and had a stroke. Because of when she opened it and said it was evil, said it, you know. Hey, y'all. Sorry, there's technical difficulties, I think, going on with a lot of people trying to log on and a lot of problems. Hey, everybody. So we're going to wait a few minutes here. Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm going to wait and give everybody a few minutes to log back on. It looks like there's some technical difficulties going on with Facebook in general with a lot of stuff. People trying to sign on, people trying to log in and whatnot. I think the problem is a lot of people are going live on Facebook due to the protests and things like that. So I get it. So I apologize for the interruption. So let's go back to what we were talking about. Hey, everybody, glad everybody's back. I apologize. So the Divic box, I think the last part where we were was the guy decided to sell it because his mother had a stroke when she opened it. So he decided to sell it and sold it on eBay. This college kid bought it. And they all lived together, and they didn't believe in it. They would have parties. The guy opened it. He set it on the coffee table, and they all kind of, you know, drank around it, smoked weed around it or whatever and everything. They didn't believe in it. Well, the guy that bought it slept with it for fun and everything. Well, it come back to mess with him pretty bad, and his health was bad. He was having all kind of terrible nightmares. Things was happening to his health. Lots of bad stuff, juju stuff and everything. So he decided to sell it. This professor at some college decided to buy it off of eBay then. So he bought the box and didn't believe in it and was going to teach a class on it or something. And so when he got it, he opened it and everything, but he kept it in his office where he had several other people working and stuff in the classrooms and stuff. So it started messing with a bunch of people. So he thought, that's weird, so I better take this thing home. So he took it home, and when he took it home, lots of bad things were happening. It's a great episode. You guys check it out, the Divic box. And so the guy kept it. He was having terrible nightmares. He was taking a bath one time. I think he almost drowned. Lots of bad stuff with this box. So then he in turn decided to take it and store it in like his shed so that nobody could open it or whatnot. Well, the cool part is that Zach now owns it from Ghost. I'm sorry, itching. And so he owns it now, and he has it in his museum. So there was an episode one time where him and Post Malone, I don't know if y'all know who Post Malone is, the rapper. So he was in there, and they got really freaked out and stuff. And you're not supposed to touch it and everything. Well, I think Zach touched it or something, and all kind of weird stuff was going on. So he's doing a full 2-hour episode, I think, on the Divic box. I'm not sure if it's going to be live or what, but it's going to be in his museum, and it's going to be really interesting. So check it out, June the 11th, the Dybbuk Box. And for all y'all wondering, what are you talking about with this Dybbuk Box? Watch some of the old videos I talked about concerning the Dybbuk Box that was lost in the haunted house, or taken, or thrown away. Who knows what happened? Spooky stuff that happened in there. So let me scroll back real quick and get some shots out to some people that disappeared and came back. I apologize again. So we got Moody. Moody, give him the Sasquatch yell. That's right. Thick eyebrows and everything tonight. Cindy, you and Tim's there. Shannon and Jimmy, thank you, Alicia, sir. Thank you and Lady Laura for watching. Sean, you and your lovely Lady Amy, thank you, thank you. Cindy, yes. Dave, what's happening, brother? Walt's back. Thank you. Brian Cribbs is back. Great. If I missed anybody, I think I saw Allie on there. Allie had a MRI done today. She's one of our big actors at the Haunted House. She goes by Sprinkles. She's been an actor out at the haunt for about 6 years, 7 years now, I think. She had an MRI done, so hoping and praying everything's okay, Alicat. So, I got to give a shout out to Embroidery City. All the nobles, units, clubs, anybody with a business, anybody that wants to do anything personal, give Embroidery City a shout out. Give him a call. Tell him you want something made. He made this hat here. We're going to be giving away some hats on Saturday. We're also going to be giving away that book. I don't know what happened to that book. It's somewhere around me. Somewhere. Moody's going to find it. Savannah Spector's book. Yeah, I think it's over there. So we're going to be giving away the book and some other stuff. So some other goodies. I have not mailed away the patches and the other stuff yet. Some people said, hey, give it to me when you see me. And the patches and stuff, I've just been waiting. I haven't had a chance to get out of the office at work to go to the post office, but I will this week, and you should be receiving it soon. Moody has the EVP recorder she found. Great. So now I can take care of that. Sean says, Amy gave one as well. Sweet. Amy says, spin the camera around so we can see. Moody, come here.
No.
They want to see the eyebrows.
No.
Please, just let them see the eyebrows one time.
I was just playing with makeup.
Come on, please.
No.
Can I take, come on now. It's going to be real quick. Ready?
Oh, y'all are crazy. Right,
show them the eyebrows. Woo, look at them things. It looks like the TV Tempo termite.
I'm about to wash it off, but I was playing with some new makeup. And I won't be wearing that color again.
Oh, Moody. Moody, come here real quick. You should let them see it one more time, but this time do the Sasquatch yell. Ready? They're not looking at your boobies or anything. Ready? All right, here we go. Sasquatch yell. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
That's more like a werewolf, but okay. Brother Jamie, Stephanie and Jamie is watching. Thank y'all. Melanie, what's happening? The Tempo Termite. Yeah, the TV Tempo Termite. Didn't she with them both thick eyebrows? So shout out to Moody for being a good sport. You know, she loves you guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Maybe I can get her all dressed up and we can have some fun telling some ghost stories one night. So real quick, we got about 10 more minutes. We're going to be giving away a lot of cool stuff this weekend. So y'all tune in Saturday. It's going to be an hour to an hour and 20 minutes. Again, you know, I know sometimes I go a little longer. I do apologize, but once you get talking about this stuff, it's a lot of fun. I want to give shout outs, of course, as always, to people that have helped us out here. Lester, sir, Buddy and Lady Laura, who has bought us a ghost box. And when it comes in, we're going to use that bad boy and we'll go live with it. Shannon, who has donated some funds that helped us. Shannon Simmons, my buddy, Papa Smurf, who bought us a new camera with night vision. Cindy and Tim, who purchased the green screen. And that comes in. That's going to be awesome. And the brother Dave Armstrong, the second, him and his lady, they purchased the EMF meter when it comes in. So thank y'all very much. Again, anything that is donated is going to be used and put to good use Anything that we decide to sell, such as t-shirts and stuff. I got some ideas for some t-shirts. One of them, okay, so this is my idea. I've already filed a copyright and I've filed for a trademark. So you hear it here first. So we're all one big haunt family. So I've been saying haunt family now for about 5 years. Haunt family this, haunt family, haunt family. You've got a lot of haunt life matters, haunt this, haunt that, whatever. There was no trademark or anything for haunt family. So I'm kind of coining that phrase. We're going to get some t-shirts made and stuff. The t-shirts, of course, every penny will go back into buying cool equipment so that we can bring you bigger and better shows. And then whatever money that we kind of have left over, of course, will go to nonprofits. It'll go to like Humane Society, stuff like that. It'll go to the local shrine here in Savannah for whatever the current potentate would and his lady would like for it to be used for. And then Wounded Warriors, because I'm really big on our military and our vets. So shout out to our heroes out there. Of course, to all the paramedics, EMS, the police officers, the firemen. Shout out to you guys, too. You know, we'll try to do something for you guys. You know, we'd like to donate to everybody as hard. The homeless, you know, I'm really big on the homeless. So that's my goal, is to give back to the community. And right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide some entertainment to everybody. I like to add a little humor to the ghost stories and things like that to keep you interested. There's nothing more boring than somebody sitting there trying to tell you a long, boring haunted house story or something, and they're too serious. You know, I'm serious. Again, I don't like debunkers or debunking. But I understand, that stuff happens sometimes. So, let's see, let me scroll up and get some shots out. I saw some more people come up. Melanie, hi, you and Lindsay, what's going on? I hope Elizabeth is watching with you. Elizabeth! That's what, Lindsay yells all the time. Let's see here. Mad props to Moody. Yeah, Moody, Tim says. Robert Madrano with Embroidery City is watching. Thank you, sir. Again, that's where this cool hat came from. Check out his page because he just did some cool embroidery for Effingham Shrine Club. The little rat. I love that little rat that Effingham has with the little fez that says Ailey on it. That was cool. Whoever thought of that? And Robert did a great job at Embroidery City with that bad boy. I love it, man. That is cool. I love that little river rat thing. I think they got a river poker run coming up, so check it out. Head out, ask any FKM Shrine Club member. I'm sure they'd love to hook you up with that poker run that they're going to have on the water. Looks like a lot of fun. I don't have a boat. If I did, I would. I don't think they'll allow you to do the boat backstroke at it, and I'm not real good at doing the backstroke. Like my dad says, I got a hole in my butt. It fills up with water, and I sink to the bottom. So shout outs to there. And personally, if you want anything done, give them a shout out. Okay. We got to help these small businesses, especially, Shrine Brothers and Sisters out there. Okay. Cause this is how they make their livelihood and is able to give back. All right. So let's scroll up here. Brother Walter Finley. What's happening, brother? My sister Dana is there. Wayne Holden. What's happening, brother? Poker run. Okay. The poker run for the Effingham Shrine Club, I'm being told, is August the 1st. I know they need sponsors, so if you'd like to sponsor, please give them a shout out. Let's see here. Tiffany says she was playing around with her new makeup, taking a shower after podcast watching. Yeah, sure you are. Richard, how you doing? I hope you're healing up nice from the knee surgery. All right, we sent you a video of Amy doing her yell. Sweet. I will definitely put it up there. So, again, shout outs to all the haunts out there. Some of y'all that are new, I like giving shots out to all the haunts, all the scare actors, anybody that's around us. Of course, you've got Wicked South Productions out in Rankin that do this haunted corn maze. Check it out. I'm getting together with those guys. I'm going to try to go live with you out there where they are and see if they can give us some little tips on building techniques and things and what they got going on. So that'll be cool. I'm reaching out to the Moose Lodge, the Haunted Forest. They got a good one that's right down from us, so we try to play off each other. I try to get together with Chris out there and see if what's he got cooking up for this year. And us at the Haunt, we haven't been able to do anything yet because of the pandemic. Hopefully after June the 13th, so all brothers and nobles that are out there listening, can't do anything till after June 13th. So hopefully the Grandmaster will lift that, and Illustrious Sir, I know, will be dancing a jig as well. So hopefully we can do that. I see my sister says, Fart Knocker's watching on her phone too. What's up, Fart Knocker? Fart Knocker is my niece Paige. So let's talk real quick about another ghost happening. So I was talking to someone today. Billy Smith, what's happening, Billy? Shout out to you, brother. Thanks for watching. So real quick, in Ebenezer, I was talking to somebody today about it, and I want to go out there supposedly where the old pontoon bridges were built when Sherman was coming, and so it's a really sad story, and I'm sorry. So Sherman and those guys, they were, you know, coming from Atlanta, and they were burning everything, tearing everything down, and freeing the slaves and everything. They were coming, and a lot of the slaves, they didn't have anywhere to go, and they were scared that if they went anywhere else that, you know, the slave catchers would catch them, and they'd go back, and they'd get beaten and or killed or something. So they were scared. So what they were doing, they were following the Union Army anywhere they went, you know. Well, the Union Army then decided that, hey, this is getting really expensive because they're eating all the soldiers' food that needed that's fighting the war and all the provisions. But not only that, they're slowing them down. And it just became a problem. So they were crossing the Savannah River, I think, in Ebenezer. And don't quote me on this because I'm going to do more research on it, I promise. But they were crossing the pontoons. And, of course, all the soldiers were crossing first. And then there was an order given to tell the slaves to stay. Don't come, you know. We can't afford to feed you right now. We can't protect you right now with us trying to fight, you know, this war that's going on. Nobody, you know, just stay where you are. Well, they weren't listening, and they decided to come anyways. So the order was given to burn the pontoon bridges. So they set fire to them, and they were burning. And as they were burning, they became destroyed. It's sad. It's a sad story. I'm so sorry. And a lot of these slaves couldn't swim. So they were trying to swim across to the other side and to continue following. And there was hundreds of them, hundreds that drowned. It's so sad. And my point of this is not to bring up a sad story, but a lot of people say that you can still hear the screams out there and see the ghosts of the slaves trying to cross the river. And you also see a lot of Union soldiers standing out there, because a lot of the Union soldiers was trying to save a lot of the slaves. And, of course, you know, if you've ever tried to save a drowning person, they're not doing it on purpose, but they try to stay afloat, and they end up holding you down, and a lot of soldiers drowned as well, trying to save them. So it's very, very sad, but it's in Ebenezer, and I like to visit that site. You know, it's just a sad story. So it happened a really long time ago. Yeah, sorry about that story, but I was told that today, and I kind of remembered some of it, so I wanted to, nobody wants to see your eyebrows anymore, Moody, so apologize if I upset anyone, but that was not my purpose. It was to school you on a little bit of history on Ebenezer out there. So Moody did away with her eyebrows. She wants to show y'all. Hold on a second. Moody. Okay, so Moody got rid of the funky eyebrows. I'm going to scroll up a little bit, and let's see if I can get some more shots out to anybody that came in here. It's not too many. My brother-in-law, David, what's happening? Billy says, have to put in at Tommy Long Landing to get to it, Ebenezer Creek. Okay, Billy, that sounds cool, man. I'd love to visit it. Anybody that has a boat, I know Cookie and Robbie have a boat. So maybe y'all take me on a little boat ride. Shannon Hughes, what's happening? Glad you are there. Thanks for that information, Billy. Tommy Long Landing to get to it. Okay, I'll find out where that is somewhere. Illustrious Sarah says, Moody, much better with the eyebrows. So sorry about that story there. A little sad, I know. But, you know, I want to give more than just Savannah and those that are listening. I know there's a lot of people in Effingham listening. I'm wearing one of the cool Ailee shirts. And for those that y'all are wondering how I came up with this concept of this shirt last year, is because, so a lot of y'all know I was really big, a lot bigger than I am now. And the only shirt I could find was a Walking Dead t-shirt. The fit me at this shop that I was at. Moody bought it for me. And I loved it. And so the design was just like this, the same colors and everything, except for it said The Walking Dead. So I got with somebody and said, hey, can y'all take away The Walking Dead and put, you know, the Ailee Terror Plantation on their haunted house? And they was like, yeah, we can do that. So perfect. I love the design. We're coming up with a new design this year. Brother Robert Medrano is going to donate some shirts. Broidery City that we will be giving away a lot of the shirts from him about the haunted house this year. So we've got a couple designs that I want to submit, and we're going to give away a lot of shirts to our past sponsors. So the last 2 years, our sponsors, we're going to say it's like a thank you. We're going to give them a couple t-shirts. We're not asking for any donations at the haunt this year from small businesses, but if you are able to and want to donate to the haunted house, great. Again, so let me just mention that this podcast and this show is no way related to Ailee haunted house or Ailee shrine or anything like that. So this is something that I wanted to do separately so that in case, you know, anything happened technically or legally or anything like that, nobody's held responsible but me, you know. So this is, and it's not a me show, but it's one of those things where I wanted to always talk about ghosts, horror movies, spooky happenings, Halloween, all kind of stuff. I also want to give a shout out to Chris Bragg. I don't know if he's watching or not, but he's been helping put a lot of this on with the technical support of it. So thanks to Brother Bragg, and check out his show, The Bragg Out Loud, where he does a lot of interviews. Now, also we got coming up, we're going to be going live with several celebrities. There's a lot of other celebrities out there I reached out to, said, yeah, man, just let me know when. But three of them right now, we're looking at Jimmy Dempster. We're looking at, who was the other two? Butch Patrick. Let's see, Butch Patrick, Jimmy Dempster, and Mike Christopher. So all of them played in really good horror movies and horror shows and stuff like that, spooky stuff. So we'll be giving shots out of them. I've also talked to several tour guides that are willing to talk some stuff. One of them, he's not really a ghost storyteller, but he's got some stuff that'll probably creep you out, and he's got some good knowledge about Bonaventure, Brother Tim Howe. So he's agreed to help us out. And my buddy Shannon Scott, who of course is one of my spooktacular friends, who talks and knows a lot about it. He owns a Sixth Sense tour, so check him out at Bonaventure as well. That's about it for tonight, guys. I just wanted to give at least a 20-30 minute show so you can kind of take your mind off of some of this stuff going around here. Too much negative. You know, there's every time you turn around, there's something. There's the whole COVID-19. There's the murder hornets. There's moody eyebrows. There's all kind of stuff out there, man. That's, you know, all this negativity in the world, you know, and then the protests and all that stuff. So, and I would never get into all that. Not here. It's not the time nor the place. Now is the time. And this is the place, though, for some ghost stories. So, Nicole, thanks for watching. Robert Medrano, glad to see you, brother, on here. If I missed anybody, I apologize. Just all you got to do is comment or something, and I'll see you're on. So let's do 2-3 more minutes. I'll give some shots out to some people out there. If you've got a business you want me to give a shout out to, I'll be more than happy to give you a shout out. Brother Robert is going to provide some more hats and stuff for this Saturday. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Hopefully we can get a couple t-shirts, to give away too. Here's the book. Let me show you guys the book too. That y'all, some of y'all don't have this book. Some of y'all do, and that's cool. But this book here. So if you already own the book, you know, I'm not gonna say let somebody else win, but, by all means, this book right here, Savannah Spectre and Other Strange Tales, is autographed copy. I've got some other copies coming. So, like, every week I'll try to give away a book or something about ghosts about here in Savannah. Bobby Miller's watching. What's happening, Gorilla? Got a personal message here just popped up. Said, do you still need anything for... Yeah. We'd like to have another EVP recorder. We've got one. I'd like to get a second one. And then there were some little microphones or something I think we wanted so that when we start sitting down, it's more clear so you can hear us really, really good. Gorilla says, hey, Gorilla. That's Bobby Miller, brother Bobby Miller down in Brunswick. So that, and then there's this thing called a REM pod. Google it. It's called a REM pod. Anybody wants to get one of those, awesome. And that's it. We're set. You know, we are good. Thanks. Shout outs to everybody that has helped us get some of the equipment. Yeah, I could have bought it all myself, but I think allowing you, the viewers, to purchase some of this stuff, you know, you're kind of part owner too. You've got to say so on what goes on here, where we go. Somebody just mentioned to me in a private message here. Looks like it says, what about the haunted castle? Okay, I don't know if that place is haunted. It's really spooky, though. I posted it on the page. I have never been there, but I posted 2 articles on it. And if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, there's an old, like, facility structure. Looks like a castle, a brick castle that the city built way back by, like, was it World War I or something like that? But check it out. There's one of them's got a video. The Weekend of Savannah did a video on it. It's located off of Geechee Road. That's kind of, like, right behind O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So we'll be doing a little visit out there. And if you'd like to tag along, you know you're more than welcome to come and tag along. Again, we also ask that during these little investigations and things like that, now, we all like to have fun, but let's take it serious because, you know, You want it to have a good time, but you also want to take it serious, and hopefully we can find some good stuff. People have been asking about this little campfire thing I was talking about. Yes, once this pandemic is over, I'll get with, like, Illustrious Sir and see if we can have a little campfire or something out at the temple in the back or something. And we will have s'mores, Moody, so... Woo-hoo! We'll have some s'mores, you know, stuff like that. And just kind of sit around a campfire and tell some ghost stories. I'll see if I can get a couple good storytellers to come and share some of their experiences, too. So that's something to think about. The other place that we were talking about visiting together. Okay, so y'all know about my story and the Lizard Man. So in Bishopville, South Carolina, they've got a museum up there dedicated to him. And it's nothing like big and spooktack, but it's a pretty neat little, and I've always wanted to go, so might take a little road trip. Anybody's down for a road trip, let me know. So that's all we got. We're gonna end this show tonight. Walt Payton says s'more what? Some more. We're gonna have some s'mores. I'm going to be tomorrow posting a link where you can order some t-shirts that say, you know, the Scare Master and stuff like that. I got a t-shirt idea that I'm going to let you guys know about right now. Of course, y'all know about the one that says Haunt Family. That one's coming out. Scribbles. I'm going to have some Scribbles t-shirts on there. We're going to also have this thing. It's just, I don't know, it'll be funny if anybody wants one. But it'll say, hey, Moody, give a Sasquatch yell. And only we would know what it was and laugh about it, so it'll be a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody for watching. Thank y'all so much. Brother Walt, again, I'm sorry I missed it. Let me know when the next one is so it doesn't interfere with this. probably won't go live tomorrow. It's Thursday. I'll build up some good stories and stuff for Friday night. But Saturday will be the giveaways and whatnot. So next one will be Friday. So thanks, everybody, for watching. Tina, thank you for watching. Tell Oliver I said hello. Remember to wash those hands. Let's save Halloween. And on Friday night, I hope to scare you there. How about a take it away, Moody, with a Sasquatch yell? Woo! Keep it spooktacular.